Задание 3.9. Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях 3.9 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to our program, It's a Funny World. Today's guest comes all the way from Japan to tell us about cat cafes. Kana, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Please tell our listeners what a cat cafe is.
Well, it's a bit of a strange concept, but it's quite common in Japan nowadays. I'm actually not from Japan originally. I was born and raised here in London. My parents are from there, though. They decided to move back a decade ago, and I decided to join them shortly afterwards. Anyway, the way the cat cafe works is you pay a fee to the cafe owner, and they let you play with the cats in the cafe. It's as simple as that. Interesting, isn't it?
It sounds like a lot of fun. Are there many of these cafes in Japan?
Oh, yes. I've read that there are almost 40 cafes in Tokyo alone. The phenomenon didn't start in Japan, though. The first one opened in Taiwan some years back, I think in the late 90s. Actually, they've only been in Japan for about 10 years. That's around the time when my family and I moved to Tokyo. I remember when the first cat cafe opened. It was really a special treat. It made such an impression, I decided to open my own.
It's a fascinating concept. And I hear it's already beginning to take off in other countries too. Why do you think the idea was so successful in Japan?
The thing is, most flat owners in Japan don't allow pets, not even cats, which are usually so harmless and gentle. We had a cat in London that we had to give away to friends when we left. I was devastated about that, actually. I cried so much. But I think the idea is that cats provide such warmth and companionship. If you can't have one in your flat, the next best thing is to rent one by visiting them in the cafe.
So, how many cats do you have in your cafe?
We've got 10 now. All the cats are very well taken care of. They're actually stray cats. I use the cafe as an opportunity to give them a good home. Some of them are not very well when we find them, so I have to nurse them back to health.
Wow, you bring up a good point. What's the health and safety situation for these sorts of things?
Cat cafes in Japan must have a license, so any cats you have on the premises must be in very good condition. They have to have all of their vaccinations and they have to be well groomed.
Do you ever have any cat fights in the cafe?
Well, no, actually. All of my cats get on well with each other. In the beginning, when I take on a new cat, I have to introduce it to the others. Sometimes they hiss a bit, but after a few days they come round.
And do they always get on well with customers?
Most customers know how to behave around cats. If a customer comes in with children, I usually try to intervene, just so the child knows that the cat is not a toy. I also have rules that if cats are sleeping or don't want to be played with, the customer has to leave them alone and find another one that's up for playtime.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to our program, It's a Funny World. Today's guest comes all the way from Japan to tell us about cat cafes. Kana, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Please tell our listeners what a cat cafe is.
Well, it's a bit of a strange concept, but it's quite common in Japan nowadays. I'm actually not from Japan originally. I was born and raised here in London. My parents are from there, though. They decided to move back a decade ago, and I decided to join them shortly afterwards. Anyway, the way the cat cafe works is you pay a fee to the cafe owner, and they let you play with the cats in the cafe. It's as simple as that. Interesting, isn't it?
It sounds like a lot of fun. Are there many of these cafes in Japan?
Oh, yes. I've read that there are almost 40 cafes in Tokyo alone. The phenomenon didn't start in Japan, though. The first one opened in Taiwan some years back, I think in the late 90s. Actually, they've only been in Japan for about 10 years. That's around the time when my family and I moved to Tokyo. I remember when the first cat cafe opened. It was really a special treat. It made such an impression, I decided to open my own.
It's a fascinating concept. And I hear it's already beginning to take off in other countries too. Why do you think the idea was so successful in Japan?
The thing is, most flat owners in Japan don't allow pets, not even cats, which are usually so harmless and gentle. We had a cat in London that we had to give away to friends when we left. I was devastated about that, actually. I cried so much. But I think the idea is that cats provide such warmth and companionship. If you can't have one in your flat, the next best thing is to rent one by visiting them in the cafe.
So how many cats do you have in your cafe?
We've got 10 now. All the cats are very well taken care of. They're actually stray cats. I use the cafe as an opportunity to give them a good home. Some of them are not very well when we find them, so I have to nurse them back to health.
Wow, you bring up a good point. What's the health and safety situation for these sorts of things?
Cat cafes in Japan must have a license, so any cats you have on the premises must be in very good condition. They have to have all of their vaccinations and they have to be well groomed.
Do you ever have any cat fights in the cafe?
Well, no, actually. All of my cats get on well with each other. In the beginning, when I take on a new cat, I have to introduce it to the others. Sometimes they hiss a bit, but after a few days they come round.
And do they always get on well with customers?
Most customers know how to behave around cats. If a customer comes in with children, I usually try to intervene, just so the child knows that the cat is not a toy. I also have rules that if cats are sleeping or don't want to be played with, the customer has to leave them alone and find another one that's up for playtime.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий, истекло.